It's the Danny Bonaducci Show on 94 WISP, the rock you grew up with. The cash clock alarm has sounded. Call now. 215-592-9494.
Alrighty, kids, it is 8 o'clock straight up. You have heard the cash clock alarm. We are waiting for our 94th caller right now. You can win up to $1,000 just by playing cash clock. All you gotta do is say stop before some wacky radio buzzer goes off, and you win that amount of money. If it goes buzz before you say stop, then you get nothing, and all your neighbors will shun you. Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting for the 94th caller, my buddy, my friend, David Cassidy.
Hey, man.
What are you doing, man?
Quite sure I'm here in your lair.
Yes, you are. You are in my lair. Notice, I mean, I don't really explain this to that many people, but if you notice, there's a heavyweight bag there.
I see that.
On a chin-up bar. These are the belts from all the fights I've had. That's the belt from the Canseco fight, which I won by a majority draw, but I won 2 out of 3 rounds.
Majority Jose, draw?
Two out of three rounds, but he won by a 10-8 round because he broke my nose, but I didn't fall down.
Taxi?
It's been great being here with you, Dan.
It's so cool to have you, man.
Oh, are you kidding? This is so... By the way, this is your town. Can I just say, the lady downstairs, who apparently has been here forever...
Yeah.
Who has seen people...
She coughs dust.
She's been here forever. She asked me and said, weren't you on TV?
Wow.
And she said, are you here to see Benny Donabucci?
Yep, there you go. I'm the mayor.
Benny Donabucci, ladies and gentlemen. He's here now. Benny.
David, I actually have a list of favorite misnomers for me. My least favorite is Danny Buttafuoco. I get that all the time. But my absolute favorite is Danny Yamaguchi, which kills me every time I get it. Danny Yamaguchi. This is so cool to have David Cassidy in the studio. We are going to talk about why David is in the studio right after. You want to throw on some headphones and hear what this sounds like?
Yes, I would love
Be
to.
Be careful with your volume because I turn them up really loud.
It's right. I have nothing now.
All right, but this is right there. There you go.
Yes, I now understand what you're talking about.
You'll actually learn
Good
how it works.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
If you'd have just said it's 8:01, you'd have been a perfect jock.
It's 8:01.
Very nice. Hi, Helen.
Helen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. First of all, let me introduce you to my friend David Cassidy. David Cassidy, Helen. Helen, David Cassidy.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Fabulous. Nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you, too. Why are you calling, Helen?
She wants to win up to $1,000.
Oh, up to $1,000.
Yeah. Well, here's how this works. I'll explain it to both of you at the same time. Helen, do you have a basic grasp of the cash clock?
A basic grasp.
Yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to hear a ticking sound, and then you have to say stop.
I listen to you all the time. You're awesome.
Okay, then I'm going to explain this to David. So she's going to listen to a ticking sound, and it's going to spout out an amount of money, and she's got to say stop before she hears a buzzer.
Of course she does.
Okay, Helen, you got
Good
that?
Good luck, Helen.
I got it.
Okay, we can't make any noise here because she could think that that's the buzzer, so we have to be actually silent, and it's hard. Wait till you see Sarah. She has a hernia during this. All right, you ready, Helen?
Yes, I am.
Start the clock, Metro.
$50. $60. $70. $80. $94. $100. $125. $150. $175. $200. $250. $300. $350. $400. $450. $500.
Stop.
What was the, she stopped at $500?
$500. Congratulations.
Dude, did that bother you, David?
Oh, it's scary.
It's really sickening.
It's like you start shaking.
Because I had to tell David beforehand, because you can start to laugh or stuff. I'd say, we have to be quiet, because any noise we make, they could think is the buzzer and go stop and flip out. And whenever there's cash involved, there's a thing called standards and practices. And, you know, with my record, I could go to jail for 6 years for jaywalking.
You have no shot.
So, she got $500. Let's play the rest of the clock and see what Helen could have won had she hung on.
$600. $700.
Don't get greedy now, Danny.
$800. $900.
Oh, man.
$1,000.
You could have won it all, Helen.
You could have won it all, but here's the way to look at it, Helen. You didn't just lose $600. You have 500 bucks. You have 500 bucks you didn't have literally 60 seconds ago.
He didn't go to school, Helen. You have to understand.
You have a hard time, Cassie. You watched me go to school. It was in the streetcar, in that weird-ass streetcar with Chris and Tracy.
Yes.
What'd they learn? What happened to those two losers? Oh, excuse me. So you picked
just
up.
Just can't any chance of throw him under the bus. That's him.
You know what? We drove a bus. What was I going to throw him under, man?
Yes.
We didn't ride around in a streetcar.
By the way,
Helen just picked up $500. Hold on.
Yeah.
David Cassidy is with us still, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he is. What still. He's been here 4 minutes.
God, I'm tired of him.
Have you got that information on where you and I are going to do something very special, which I would love. I actually wanted to come here the day before that tickets went on sale. Of course, Danny, you have to remember, he hands me a sheet of paper,
hey,
and I'm blind.
Tell him all about it?
Yeah. Actually, you tell them all about it, and then I have a little challenge for you that I have a feeling the audience, people that are your people here, that are fans of yours from the Partridge family, and also your many stints on the radio at various places where you've been fired and rehired.
Uh-huh. You know what they have at my old radio stations? A chalk outline of my body. David Cassidy is playing at the Keswick Theater. I know that you do, as a matter of fact.
I do, pal.
David is playing at the Keswick Theater on October 23rd. And with me, I've had a conversation with David, and I said, absolutely, it'd be a thrill to open a show for you. I would absolutely love to open the show for you, so that can't be the challenge. But do we have any of the challenges that I have been called off on tape that we could play for David?
This will be, I promise.
Different challenges, like things that we've hit you with?
Yeah, one of the bigger ones, yeah. Do you have any good ones?
Well, I mean...
Oh, the mouse traps!
The mouse traps.
Somebody said... Who was it that said this improv group came in here? And first of all, I hate improv. And there, that's off the cuff. It must be great. I didn't write it down. That must be great improv. Improv sucks. How am I doing? So these jokers come in my studio, and they said during their act, they walk while reciting a poem or singing songs barefoot through mouse traps. So we got 100 mouse traps. And I did it, and it broke a pencil on the first try. I said, it's rigged. They can't really do this. But I couldn't figure out how they rigged it, so I said I would do it. And I set up 100 mousetraps right here, and it sounded a little something like this.
Danny is now barefoot, standing at the edge of a field of mousetraps, getting ready to walk through them.
I said I'd do it. I'm going to do it.
Ah, yes. Another highlight in Danny Bonaducci's career.
Actually, that was. People talked about that for like a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty interesting. Well, they're going to talk about this for a little longer.
Now, I'm curious about this because you know me probably as well as anybody on this earth.
I
would accept the challenge, and you're kind of geezing me a little bit. You're making me scared.
Well, you're going to be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Because it's going to be something intellectual or weird or something. He's not going to say, would you jump out this window, because he knows I will. He knows me too well.
Danny. Let's be honest. When you put a challenge out to you, would anyone do anything having to do with intellectual? Come on.
I don't think David Cassidy is going to live to tell that tale of just calling me stupid because he's my big brother and he'll make me go to my room.
That's right.
Which is, by the way, right next to his room, and that's how I stole my songs from him in my sleep subliminally. God, I can't believe I remember that episode.
Oh, there you go. You stole the songs. I can't believe you remember that episode either.
It just came out of my mouth. I swear to God, sometimes I describe our stint on the Partridge Family as a movie I've seen 100 times, but I know the story backwards and forwards, but I can't actually relate it to a personal experience until David Cassidy walks in the freaking door and you go, oh, that's right, I really was in the Partridge Family. We were huge stars. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he was. Dude, did you know that you still hold, it's the Cricket Grounds in Melbourne, Australia. Do you know that you
Melbourne
still,
Cricket Grounds,
yeah, you still hold the record for selling that place out the quickest? Prince comes in after you.
I heard that McCartney came in. I did 73,000. And apparently someone did 59,000. I thought it was McCartney. But all I could say is...
Huh?
Yes.
Huh? That's my big brother. What's your big brother do, bitch? By the way, that got me all the way through school.
I love that.
Somebody tell their big brother story and I'd go, My big brother's Keith. And just everybody shut down and go, okay, we lose. The puka shells, the bitchin' hair. Sorry, that's my big brother.
So what is the challenge? I'm super curious.
I'm Bonnie Danabucci.
Yeah. What will I be doing? Now, we're talking about, does it have something to do with us playing together at the Keswick?
At the Keswick on October 23rd, isn't it?
Right, and I'll be pimping this like crazy because it'll look stupid.
I love that. I love that. Well, what people probably have forgotten is that the Partridge Family was a fictitious show on TV where we played a musical family who played together. Of course, in reality, I went out and played by myself with a band, singers, all the rest of it, and various bands throughout the years. I've been out. I was in Vegas last week where I was there for 6 years.
You were the king of Vegas for 6 years.
That's why I left.
I thought Wayne Newton was going to die so you could take over.
That's it. I read this in the paper and I swear to you, I said, I'm out of here.
Can I guess the quote?
Yes.
The new Mr. Las Vegas. And that scared you. You said, I'm not Mr. Las Vegas. I'm David Cassidy. Am I right?
Thank you.
That's why I have this job, man.
Verbatim. Verbatim. The new Mr. Las Vegas ? Because they have all these awards they give to people.
Right.
And I'm like, it's a wonderful thing. I'm having a great time. I did over 2,000 shows there.
Jesus.
Well, I worked.
You started with FX, right?
I did that for 28 months.
Jesus.
10 shows a week, 50 weeks a year.
Riding a giant dragon and wielding a sword and stuff.
Everything.
That's a tough night out. My big brother's Keith, and he rides dragons. Eat me.
So anyway, the Partridge Family never played a live gig because none of them could play or sing. They were, quote unquote, actors, although we're stretching.
Hey. I agree with you on that one.
Tracy, can you find a way to make that triangle sing?
I swear to God, I've said that so many times. If you can't figure out how to make a geometric shape make some sound, you really are born without talent. I don't know who rolled the dice and got you that
sweetheart,
job.
Though, I got to tell you, great person. She's happily married to a policeman who will kill you.
Anyway. All policemen will kill me. Yes. I narrow it down to Suzanne Crow's husband.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
This is so fun.
This is something. It really is.
All right, so Cassidy and I are playing the Keswick, and I'm going to
October 23rd, you're going to open, and then the challenge is this. You have never once, even though I'm sure you've told the story, first time I looked over and you were strumming the bass.
I told the story, but feel free to retell it. I do it all the time.
I look over, and I've been playing in blues bands and garage bands and stuff, but I'm an actor. I'd done like a whole bunch of, I'd been on Broadway right before I did the Partridge Family.
If I may inject something into your story real quickly, some of those amps behind us were real.
Right.
And Mr. Cassidy is a real live guitar player in 1973 and 4. He's wailing on Hendrix during breaks, and then we're coming out with
Voodoo Child Slight Return.
I'll meet you halfway. That's better. That's kind
of a great song. Jerry Goffin wrote that.
That happens to be a great song. My girlfriend, my fiance, who turned me back on to Partridge Family Music, going, hey, it doesn't suck. It's really good.
It is.
But
there's great stuff.
David was a fine musician, and I'm strumming a bass. Back to you, Mr. Cassidy.
I look over, and there's this red-headed 10-year-old, 12-year-old, who's strumming the bass, oblivious to what he actually has strapped around his neck. And I look over at him, I said, Danny, that is your name, isn't it? Danny, if you have any intention of staying here in one piece next to me on the stage, you do not strum the bass. You pluck the bass. Use your thumb. Use your index finger. Use any finger you want. Watch this finger.
Now, you got to understand, I'm literally, the time he's talking about, I'm as young as 10 when the Partridge Family started. We were actually huge stars before the TV show went
on. That's right.
And this is something else Amy pointed out
to me.
I didn't know this. We had a number one record. I Think I Love You came out on the exact same day as Let It Be.
And it also outsold Let It Be.
And we outsold, no, it was Let It Be. We outsold Let It Be. That topped at 6. David's version of I Think I Love You, because I had nothing to do with it, topped at number one and for like 17 weeks at that. So he's already this superstar that I'm kind of scared of. There's, you know, he has to be like helicoptered in sometimes because of the chicks outside the state. You know, so he's like, he's the big gun. And
you're my B team, pal.
Right, and I love being Danny Partridge because I know in the future I'm going to get hair in interesting places on my body, and I want these chicks. So I'm going to do what Cassie's. And when he looks at me and he says, "Listen, man, you don't strum it, you pluck it. Can you pluck it?" And I'm going, is he saying the F word? Am I fired? What is happening to me? Oh, my God, no, please. And then I went, okay, man, I'll pocket Mr.
Little,
Cousin.
I had a little demonstration. Anyway, at the Keswick Theater, October 23rd, my friend, I'm throwing this out to you, buddy. This is for real. You're going to have to learn a specific song, and maybe we'll ask the fans. Something simple. You're going to come out and join me for the very first time in history with a bass that we're going to plug in.
Whoa.
You are going to play the bass on a Partridge Family song and sing with me, and you will actually be the very first time in my life or in history, we will be the Partridge Family live.
Okay, I'm so ignorant about music. Let me, before I get over the shock of, because, I mean, you have a lot at stake here. You, I mean, I don't mean to point out your personal
life.
You're muted.
That's it.
You have a lot to lose. You make a lot of money. You have a huge fan base. What if I, you know, try and practice and still ruin your song, man?
Well, I know you'll suck. Don't get me wrong. Also, we are not, because we will do something, the simplest song, but maybe the people who are listening out there, I'm sure of your, like, what do you have, like 12, 15 listeners
at
now?
At least.
In the morning? Any of those folk who would like to see Danny and I actually perform together and sing together, which I know you've got that instrument in your throat.
That's what's stuck in there to make this sound. It's an instrument. I thought I just borrowed it from Jack Klugman.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, it's reminiscent of so many, like George Burns meets the Mothers of Invention meets, you know,
Metallica.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it'll be.
But
right.
It served you well, my friend.
Now, I have till October 23rd, right? To learn one song.
Yes. We need someone.
This is feasible, yeah?
You're doing it.
You're not challenging me to something, because I would never take a challenge that can't be done. This could be done by any reasonable person by October 23rd, wearing one song on a bass. It could be done.
And sing. You're going to sing also.
Oh, no.
That's up to you, man. that's your problem.
I'll give you a verse, or maybe a couple lines in the verse.
If you give me a couple lines, I'll do anything.
Can you carry... Jesus. Here we go. Remember when you got fired from the Eagle?
Yeah, I do remember getting fired.
You were in Miami doing something for what the Reagans called DARE?
Yeah, I was in jail. He's talking about this. I was in jail during spring break and biker week, wearing a shirt that said MTV says no to drugs. It was my second worst arrest, I gotta tell you. At the time, it topped the charts. But
was that having anything to do with the transvestite Indian?
That was in Phoenix, man. You got my felonies all confused, Cassidy. All right, the challenge, if it can be done.
No, it can be.
Really
it has
good
to
musician.
Be done.
Yeah.
No. You're doing it.
Right. One song by October 23rd.
And after you do, by the way, we've done a couple of shows together where Danny has opened for me. And I have to say, it sounds like a condescending remark, but I promise you, this is true flattery from me to you. You kill. You were the best opening act I've ever had. The audience, instantly, you can do no wrong. I've told you this. When he got arrested, and then I had to speak with his probation officer.
This is a true story.
He got fired from the Eagle. Yeah. Can you imagine what that's like?
Yeah, Your Honor, I'll be responsible for Danny Bonaducci. Nobody wants that job. Let alone
you better know I love you, buddy. Okay,
I am going to accept your terms as long as that is feasible. When we come back,
it's
I am going to be asking for some bass lessons. If you're a bass player in the Philly area,
anyone?
And by the way, the Partridge Family songs, like, all of them topped the charts. Like 10 of them were in the top 10, I believe. So you probably know a bunch from the sheet music to them. If you want to be the guy, if you're really good and you can teach me the one song that we decide or somebody decides what we're going to play, I take David Cassidy's challenge. I will accept your term, sir, and I will learn one song, but I will learn it well. I will surprise you. I'm not declaring this, but if I can, I will learn like a whole, the band stops for like 2 seconds and I'll go, and I will learn. Does that sound like a bass to anybody?
That's probably what it's going to sound like.
No, I'm going to do it with my mouth. I'm not going to try with a bass. Are you crazy? I'm going to go.
We won't discuss anything more that you're going to do with your mouth, Danny.
I
do want to hear from, though, the folks, and I'd love to hear, maybe they have an idea. I think I Love You is too complicated for you. Trust me,
it's
a month.
It's a tango, isn't it?
No, it's a very interesting song, though, and it's far more complex than people would imagine.
All right, I have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is 8:19 on WISP with my buddy David Cassidy.
WYSP, the rock you grew up with.
Do you know this version? You do? Who is it?
It's, well, there was one in the 80s.
Everybody said there's 100 covers of I Think I Love You. I had no idea it was this popular.
Less Than Jake.
Great band. Less Than Jake, and they're a great band. How can you tell? They're all on meth. I'm telling you right now, I never played I Think I Love You, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't go this fast. All right. Hey, we never even put out the call, and we've got one. David has challenged me. David Cassidy is playing the Keswick Theater October 23rd.
With you.
With me. I am the opening, which I've done twice before.
David and David. Danny.
That's what I think this radio should be right now. It should be the David and Danny show. I think that's totally cool.
Yeah. Problem is, I'd have to get up at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
At least
you get
4
up
o'clock is late. 4 late? O'clock, you're hustling.
Okay, so 2:45. I'm not even thinking about going to bed at 2:45.
No, I'm sure you're getting, you've just gotten off a stage somewhere in this country.
Yeah, it takes me hours to come down from that. So I
would imagine.
You know, I go to sleep 3:30, 4 o'clock. But
the challenge was for me to actually join David on stage for the very first time and actually learn to play bass. It's only got 4 friggin' strings. I accept his terms, but now he wants you guys to pick out the song, and I never gave out the phone number. If you have a particular favorite song that you would like to see me join David and try and learn the bass guitar by October 23rd, the number is 215-592-9494. That's 215-592-9494, and you can pick out the song. Bill is already on the phone. Bill.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Say hello to David.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Where are you, man?
He's in Jersey.
I'm actually working in a quarry right now in New Jersey.
Ah, I spent a good amount of time in Jersey as a young lad.
I spent a good time in a quarry once.
Uh-huh.
But we were just getting high and hiding from our probation officer.
Right.
So, what song would you like to hear, Bill?
I Woke Up in Love This Morning.
I remember that song incredibly well. I don't want to dash David's dreams of me joining him singing by singing it, but it goes, I woke up in love this morning. I woke up
close
in
enough
love
for rock and
this
roll,
morning.
Danny.
Went to sleep with you on my mind. Is
that's
that
it? Yeah. It was top three. Actually got to number one, I think, on Cashbox, which was Billboard and Cashbox. Anyway, that's a good call, Bill. I like the idea.
Is it hard, though? Is that, like, one of the tougher songs?
No. It's a... well, when you're crippled, walking across the street is a very difficult thing to do when you are...
Well stated. Okay, I get this.
There are some... Well, you're going to be at the sound check. We're going to rehearse it. I want you to learn it as is. We play it a little bit faster, and we dig in a little more, but...
That must be a rock and roll term. We dig in a little more.
Well, it's just got a little more. But no, we play it as is, as written. And we actually, it's the only song I don't do in the original key, because the chorus repeats like 140 times at the end.
Do you know, I calculated, because I've seen your tour schedule, mm-hmm. I calculated my estimation, and this was 5 years ago, that you have performed I Think I Love You live over 13,000 times.
I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah. I probably, except I didn't ever do it. I did it once in over 2,000 shows in Vegas. I only did it once.
You want to say I Think I Love You once?
Yeah, well, because I wrote original music and had other writers write with me for EFX, rewrote all of that, worked with Little Feet, one of my favorite bands.
They're a great band. I love Little Feet. I love Little Feet.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lowell George, who is no longer with us, was...
Almost all of my favorite musicians are no longer with us.
Well, it's nice to be here, Danny.
There's one. David Cassidy is still with us. Hey, you want to stick around through the news real quick?
I'll stick around through the news. Okay, be careful, because you're... some more phone calls?
Yeah, you're welcome to comment on the news, but you got to be careful. Sarah gets tricky. She'll set you up for say something really brilliant, and then you'll say it, and you'll laugh real hard, and she'll go, and that's when the 3-year-old died, and you look really bad. So don't let her set you up.
No, ladies that's and gentlemen, when you would say that.
Well, she sets you up.
You're making me out to be the bad guy. Who's the bad guy on this show?
I don't know. Which one of us is hurt today,
David,
from sex?
I was going to ask David to make
which
a comment,
one of us out of the three people that are always on the show, which one of us currently is injured from sex?
I just have a backache. Don't embarrass me in front of the guests.
I think I will stay for a while. I may stay another night. By the way, thank you for the hotel. Danny has some juice here in town, and we can talk a little bit about lovely people, lovely hotel.
Oh,
and
cool.
Tomorrow, when I'm out of here, you can...
I will thank them profusely for getting...
Yes, thanks.
I don't know what's in town. There were no hotel rooms in Philadelphia last night.
Nothing.
No. All right, hit your little button there, Metro.
94 WYSP, the rock you grew up with. From 4th and Market in Center City, Philadelphia. It's the Danny Bonaducci Show News.
Brought to you by Geico. Visit geico.com. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce plans for an unprecedented overhaul of New Jersey's troubled gaming industry today, including a complete takeover of Atlantic City casinos and the entertainment district. The Atlantic City takeover removes virtually all local control from the gaming district, from police protection to garbage pickup. Some of what the governor is calling for can be done through executive orders, but it must get state legislature approval, which is a process that could take some time. Christie is set to make the official announcement during a press conference in Atlantic City today at 2 p.m.
By the way, after Danny and I do this at the Keswick on October 23rd, we will sell that out. I suggest, since it's rather close, that we book a date, you and I, together. I've played Atlantic City a number of times.
We're at Bally's this weekend, man.
Yeah, but no one's paying to see you. Okay?
No, no one pays to see me. No. You buy me a couple of drinks and then you go
home.
Exactly.
I'm talking about you and I performing together. You opening for me, doing he's, sadly, he's very funny.
I know.
And
it's a curse.
It is a curse. But you're brilliant.
So honestly, we're going to play, the next step is Atlantic City, which has now been, if I'm getting the news correctly, going to be taken over by the government because the casinos are allegedly corrupt. Well, I'm in bed with Bally's and they pay me on time and I love them. But the fact of the matter is, didn't I just see the entire legislation, the governing body of the great state of New Jersey, didn't they all go to jail 6 months ago live on the news?
There's some problems.
Why would we turn over casinos to those guys? Why don't you just let Tony Soprano handle it and be done?
It is New Jersey.
Yeah, God bless their hearts.
A Northeast Philadelphia man has been arrested after police say they found a large arsenal of weapons inside his home and car. The man is facing charges following his arrest on Monday. They became suspicious of the man after he walked into the police wearing a bulletproof vest and an empty holster on his hip. David,
that was
can
my
I tell
first
you?
I actually spit on this radio show.
When I told that story earlier today, he spit the energy drink out of his mouth.
She's not even done. They became suspicious when he walked into the police station with a bulletproof vest. There's more. And a holster, an empty holster.
Yeah.
That's when their suspicion was aroused.
I understand. And he walked into the police station.
Right. And then that's when
they found
the small arsenal of weapons, which I asked, is there such a thing
as a small
arsenal? If you have an arsenal, it's a big arsenal. Because if you have a gun, you have a gun. If you have an arsenal, you're one of the weird-ass survivalist people.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Oh, these are intelligent people.
Hey, if it weren't for the world's dumbest criminals, I wouldn't have a TV show.
A rural Mississippi school district that canceled its prom rather than allow a lesbian student to attend with her girlfriend has agreed to pay $35,000. You remember this case?
Yep, and I told you that they would lose. I told you that couple would sue and that they would win.
Well, the high school said that she would be ejected if she tried to attend the prom. They filed a lawsuit, so she has $35,000, and that is it. The lawsuit's completely over now.
Well, they settled, but obviously some moron who made that kind of statement that you can't come.
You can't come to your prom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Because of your sexual orientation. That is... Are we living in the 1950s?
No, but she did say, if I'm not mistaken, rural Mississippi.
Yes.
As opposed to that metropolis Mississippi on the cutting edge of what's happening now.
Careful, I'm playing Mississippi a little later
this
year.
Dude, you're playing everywhere. They can't hear me right now. God bless Mississippi. I can actually spell that place.
Mississippi.
There you go.
Love Mississippi.
How about Massachusetts? Wow. Massachusetts cop has resigned after hitting a strip joint while he was on duty. He was trying to meet the world's smallest porn star.
Not that chick we know.
Her name is Bridget the Midget.
Yeah, we know her. She's been on this show.
Has she really?
She's danced on that counter right where Mr. Cassidy is sitting.
I thought this would be a highlight, Danny and I together. I now hear the world's shortest Bridget the Midget porn star is here where I have my hands.
Yes. Well, you jumped like Howie Mandel right there.
Sorry.
She is 3'9". He was on duty and was so excited about meeting her that he left his post as a police officer to go hang out with Bridget the Midget. She has, by the way, done some mainstream movies, including Confessions of a Dangerous Mind and 8mm.
Ah, we love those, both of those.
Measurement jokes with the Bridget the Midget are just too easy, for me.
It's a great opportunity because you can also rest your beer on her head.
Wow! Cassidy comes to life, ladies and gentlemen!
Thank you so much.
Stung by the basketball player LeBron James's decision to leave Cleveland and play for Miami, Cavalier fans have been unloading their unwanted number 23 jerseys and other clothing items bearing LeBron's name at locations around the city. They're going to ship these items to homeless shelters in South Florida.
That's a wonderful thing.
That is, because I'll tell you what, and I've used this on the show before when people have gone out and burnt books or burned records.
Well, that's stupid.
And burned jerseys.
That is just stupid.
But you know what you have to do to burn a jersey? You have to purchase it first.
That's right.
You know, you have to go out and spend your money and make this guy's profits go way up. If you want to protest, don't buy it and burn it. Just don't buy it.
This is all the stuff they had before, right, though. So their way of getting rid of it, they said.
I think that's smart. Because that's the first, if you remember, right, on the news, they were burning his jersey left and right. Now they're finally doing something smart, yeah, with it.
Good. That's great. But can I just say to the people of Cleveland who might be listening, I understand that the way he announced it was atrocious, egocentric and all that. The guy, he took an extension of another 3 years. He gave you 7 years. Best he had. He had every right to go and take a pay cut. You know, get over it.
Ladies
get
and gentlemen,
over it.
David Cassidy gives you his.
I guess he's hated the way he did
it.
Soon.
Hated the way he did it. You know.
No, my guess is he's playing Florida before he plays Cleveland. I know how this man's mind works.
I think it was the second, third date I ever did in my life was Cleveland, and it was awesome.
Did you know Cleveland Rocks is a cover of England Rocks done by Mott the Hoople?
I did not know that.
Well, maybe you guys should learn that.
How would you know that?
I know that because I just interviewed a cat. Mott the Hoople. Right. All the Young Dudes written by David Bowie.
That's correct.
Mott the Hoople.
And produced by David Bowie.
So, dig this. Now all I got to do is learn to play guitar, and I can officially hang with David Cassidy. I mean, bass, the one with four strings, and they're fat strings.
No strumming.
You're going to sing. We'll decide how well you carry a tune and decide whether or not we mute your mic as well as your bass.
I'm telling you, the singing thing's out of the question, but I'm playing. No, I'm going to beat you at your own game, sir. Oh, I'm going to play well. I have, what is it? What's the date today? It's
careful,
it's July 21st?
Yeah.
June, July, August, September, October.
You have 3 months.
Three full months to learn one song.
Thank you.
You, sir, are going, you're in for the surprise of your life, buddy.
By the way, I know your work ethic and your sense of discipline about rehearsing. Yeah.
That's because I've
Yeah, you'll be there
before.
Every night for hours. Sweat will be pouring off. I'm learning I woke up in love this morning. I'm learning point me in the direction of Albuquerque.
Hey, if we do, I point me in the direction of Albuquerque. Can I do the talking part?
There's no talking part.
You don't do it anymore?
No, that's doesn't
sound. Echo Valley said 26809.
Yeah, where I go, hello, operator. Get me Echo Valley 26809. And now,
kind of sounds just like the record.
Terry, my drummer, it goes,
I'm sorry, you've reached a disconnected decade.
Oh, that's brilliant, man. Yeah. That's brilliant.
No, we do. I mean, it's so great, though. A great song.
It is 8:41, your CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather. Hot and humid today with severe storms likely, a high of 94. That's news. It's Sarah on the Danny Bonaducci Show.
David Cassidy has challenged me to learn to play a song on the bass guitar. We are going to be joined in a moment by some young ladies from Delilah's who are going to be doing the Diamond G-String Awards tonight, of which I am a judge.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That is as frightening as anything I've ever heard.
And I can be bought, ladies and gentlemen. So I think this is where we are going to bid you adieu.
Yeah, adieu. I don't, baby.
Ladies
adieu,
and gentlemen.
And I don't. I love you, Philadelphia. See you at the Keswick, October 23rd.
Oh, believe me, I'll be pumping this every day. Because I'm going to play so well, you're going to geek.
Geek? I'll talk about that later. Danny and David. It'll say David Cassidy and Danny Bonaducci first time on the marquee.
That's so bitchin'. This is kind of bitchin' in a weird, scary,
That's
spooky
awesome.
Way.
What are you talking about? It's awesome.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
you're a musician. I've got to learn. You know, I'm going to talk tough right up till October 22nd.
Look,
like,
I've got
this.
If you just came out, you did couple shows with me, you were phenomenal.
No, I can open. It's the song thing. I've had a
You'll
bass
come
in
back
my hand
after
for 40 years.
Opening.
Never learned to play it.
We will learn together.
Oh, God.
But then we'll play Atlantic City, and you know, I know you're here like...
hey, I can broadcast from other places. If we're going to Cleveland to yell at LeBron, I'll broadcast from there for a day or two. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend David Cassidy. We'll see you October 23rd at the Keswick. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much. I love you, buddy.
94 WYSP, the rock you grew up with. The Danny Bonaducci Show. Traffic.
Hey, real quick, I just noticed just now I have a 5-page bio on David Cassidy. Did you really think I was going to need that?
Well, I don't know. You never know.
It is, before we bring on the lovely ladies from Delilah's, tonight, by the way, is the Diamond G-String Awards going on tonight, and I am one of the judges, so make sure you head out for Delilah's. But first, let me tell you about your weather and traffic here. It is at 8:50, CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather, hot and humid with severe showers likely throughout the day in Philadelphia, high of 94. Now with the traffic, here is Bob Kelly.
Yo, Danny, good morning once again, everybody. An accident on 422 this time around. It's eastbound, right at Royers Ford, then you're heavy into Route 23. East on the Schuylkill, heavy the Blue Route through Belmont, also Montgomery into Girard. Westbound, leaving the city stacked up about 20 minutes from Montgomery Drive up the hill into Gladwin. South on 95, same deal, about 20 minutes out of the northeast, Cottman in through Girard. South on the Blue Route, tight through the work zone, down to the Schuylkill, and then delays on the turnpike westbound Willow Grove over through Fort Washington. Accident in Delco, Newtown Street Road, that's 252 at Gradyville Road, and this update is brought to you by Cantor's Driving School, where you can learn to drive and get your driver's license quickly with the help of the folks at Cantor's Driving School. Call them now, 610-277-1050, or log on to the web at cantorsdrivingschool.com. We're live from CBS 3. I'm Bob Kelly on 94 WYSP.
It is 8:51. It is my pleasure to tell you, first of all, that the Diamond G-String Awards are tonight at Delilah's. It's a $10,000 winner-take-all competition. I saw it 2 years ago. It's nothing like you've ever seen before. It is hosted by the one and only Robert Schimmel. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Great.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
Let me really quickly say hello to the young ladies. Would you care to introduce yourselves?
Hi, it's Buffy.
And Peyton.
And Megan.
And one of you, Megan, is also a judge. You're a judge tonight, correct?
Yes.
So it's you and me deciding, and some others, I would imagine, deciding who goes on to win the
$10,000. That's correct.
And also going on to be like the gold, or the Diamond G-String Award winner, which is, then they go to Vegas or something, is that right?
This year they're not going to go to Vegas, unfortunately, but they will be crowned the Diamond G-String Award winner, and they'll also be awarded the $10,000 cash prize, which... the lovely lady here was the winner last year, Peyton.
Oh, cool.
And her show, Kill Bill.
Dude, fully amazing stuff. Schimmel, have you ever seen this before, the Diamond G-String Awards?
No.
Okay, it's not what you think it is. If you think it's essentially who dances best and climbs up a pole and can hang upside down a little bit and then slide down the pole with no hands and then stop right before they hit their head and you go, wow, that's amazing. Nothing like that. It's like that on acid. People fly in on wires and literally there's makeup and costume changes. It's like the wildest show you've ever seen. It's so much fun. How did you get this gig, dude?
I lucked out.
You did.
I lucked out.
Well, that's what you do, man. You luck out. That's your that should be your motto. You should just wear a lucky man on your shirt. I don't know if people know this, but Schimmel has what kind of cancer did you have?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Like like full on serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I people probably within the sound of my voice have had loved ones pass away from this. It's a killer disease, and you beat that, and God bless you for it. And now you're hosting the Diamond G-String Awards at Delilah's tonight.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. It must rock to be you. I mean, not to get the cancer part. That would kind of suck. But the beating it part is good.
Well, the beating it part is good. And this is a very special event for me because I haven't really talked about it too much, but I actually am facing a liver transplant. And this might be my last gig before I go in for surgery.
Wow.
And there's a guy that's my... that wants to be a living donor, that read my book and said that I saved his life, and now he wants to do the same thing for me. And he's flying in from University of Chicago Hospital today to meet me at the club.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Now, that's a trooper. He's going to have a liver transplant today and be at Delilah's tonight. That is a show must go on. So, okay, I guess I got to face the seriousness of that. Are you scared, man, a liver transplant?
Yeah.
Because I was going to offer you mine, but I knew nobody would take it. So I knew they'd just go,
yeah,
at least
think
the offer.
So.
Yeah. Here, you want some Swiss cheese or my liver? They really look similar.
Great planning on that guy's part, though. I'll meet you the night that you're hosting the Diamond G-String Awards.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said.
In. Wait, you're going to give me liver?
Yeah.
I'll buy a drink. Yeah, no problem, dude. So are you? Let me ask you something, because I've always wondered about that. If somebody gives you an organ, when he splits, are you going to feel some kind of bond with this guy forever?
Well, I feel a bond with him now. And, I mean, for him to call me up and say, listen, you know what, I want to do this for you, and I mean, he's literally putting his life on the line to go in for surgery.
Absolutely is.
But the liver is the only organ that regenerates, so his will grow back.
Don't I know it.
And hopefully mine will too, and then that's it. So, you know, when I got offered this date, I've been on and off the road because I've been sick because of this thing, and I thought, you know what? What a great gig to have if this is going to be the last one I did before before I went in for surgery.
It's totally true. And if, by the way, if it gets you any extra attention from the girls, I'm pretty sure one of my kidneys is shut down. So I just thought I'd offer it up. What the hell? So it's the Diamond G-Strings Awards with, I swear to God, as Comedy Central voted Robert Schimmel one of the 100 funniest comedians of all time. And if you think of how many good comedians in Atlantic City and little tiny clubs in Vegas and little tiny clubs, you know, I've played Bakersfield to a packed house. There's comedy clubs everywhere. So there's literally tens of thousands of comics. For Comedy Central to say you're one of the best ever, and they use, now I hesitate to say this, of all time, they use dead guys. You don't have to be alive to be on that list. So it's not like it's narrowed down to other touring comics. It's of all time. And Robert Schimmel is on that list. That's an amazing achievement right there.
It is. The good thing about the dead guys is every time someone dies, you move up one on the list.
So now, what will you do at Delilah's tonight? Because I know I'm going to sit at a table with Megan, and we're going to just give people nines and tens and stuff like that. What do you do to host? I mean, when you're doing brilliant stand-up, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Schimmel is like one of the great ones. But no matter how good your joke is, when a naked chick flies by you on a wire, they're going to lose some of their focus. I'm fairly sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the first paying gig I ever had as a comic was at a strip club in Anchorage, Alaska, called PJ's.
I actually know PJ's.
Yeah, and it was on, I think, Spinard Road. And the guy saw me at the Comedy Store and said, you know, we want to have comedy up there. And there was no opening act or middle act. It was just the girls, and then they would bring me out. So
now you see that stuff in, like movies. Yeah. I've never actually seen that in real life. So what a nightmare.
This is my first time as a headliner, my first time getting real money. I go up to this place, and the girl that's on before I'm going to come on sets her nipples on fire, and they turn the lights off in the club, and her boobs are spinning around in opposite directions. And at the end of the song, she blew her nipples out and said, "Here's a real funny guy from L.A." And now, nobody cared about me at all. I mean, they just didn't want to. It's all guys in there, and they're going, "We don't want to hear stand-up."
It's just too funny. Because I've been to Delilah's many a time. It's a wonderful place. Because they've changed over the years, especially from PJ's in Alaska, for God's sakes. When I read the spots for Delilah's and I say Gentleman's Club, and I never refer to the young ladies as strippers, I always call them dancers. Because it's... Have you been inside it yet?
No, I got in last night.
I'm going to guess $3 million to build this place. It is it's almost as gorgeous as these three lovely ladies I'm looking at right now. And they're not, you know, they're not the kind of, you know, the stuff you saw in movies. This is like, it kind of looks like you've gone to Vegas heaven, is what it looks like inside the wireless. So Robert Schimmel will be hosting. Megan and I and other people will be judging. Do you know who the other judges are by any chance? Do you know anything at all having to do with our gig tonight? Buffy, what do you know?
Yeah, we have Arthur Cade. He's a judge from arthurcade.com.
He's a loser with a speech impediment, and he's gay. How's he going to judge hot chicks?
He is the number one blogger, and he rates women constantly, so we figured he would be the perfect.
He's the number one flogger, is what he is. But, dude, I hope extra people show up like, to just hate this guy. What a dick. I'm bitching. It sounds like the best night out ever. Robert Schimmel, hot chicks, and a complete a-hole and like a punch in the head. This could be one of those nights that go down in radio history.
I think it's going to be one of the nights that goes down in Philadelphia history because this Diamond G-String promises to be the best one ever. All the shows look really good. In fact, spectacular. And in addition to all the celebrity judges that we have and all the apparatuses and great performances.
We have apparatuses?
Yeah.
Dig this.
We have, you know, like you said, the girls are going to be flying naked on the wires. Well, not naked, topless. And they're also going to be on aerial apparatuses that will be suspended from the ceiling. So it's going to be a really great show. So we hope to see everybody tonight. The show starts at 7 p.m. with a select open bar and butlered appetizers.
Well, you are really good at this. I must compliment you on your skills. Very nicely done. Well, thank you very much to the ladies from Delilah's, especially a thank you to Robert Schimmel. I think we should probably wrap this puppy up.
I think we got to say thank you to David Cassidy
for
stopping by for a while today.
Thank you very much, David. That was awesome.
More details to come on that show at the Keswick Theater. That's happening October 23rd. We will definitely get you all the info on that.
I have to learn a song.
Yep. And,
I almost said the F word.
I was just going to say, L.A. is not the same without you being there.
Thanks, man.
The energy and radio is just completely gone there.
Hey, you should just come here. You, the donor, everyone.
No, it's true. I mean, I've been on with him a lot of times in L.A., and those shows were electric. I mean, they really were.
Thanks, man. I'll tell you what, anytime you come back here, because I was actually born in Philly, so this is really my hometown. So anytime you're in, because I happen to be just a huge fan of yours.
Oh,
so anytime you see Robert Schimmel's name in the paper, you go to that show, and I promise you a really good time. So I'll do the thank yous to Robert Schimmel. Robert Schimmel, one of the 100 greatest stand-up comics of all time. And remember, half of those guys are dead because they were stand-up comics in the 50s. Sorry, George Burns, or something like that. But he will be hosting tonight for the Dino G-Strings Award, so please come on out.
I think that does it for today. It's time now for Danny's final thought.
94 WYSP, the rock you grew up with. It's Danny's final thought.
I believe it was Confucius that said, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. I am going to take that same philosophy and add it to a warning I woke up in love this morning and know that the journey of an entire song starts with the first pluck. So I will pluck it and pluck you, Cassidy, for making me do it. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye.
See you tomorrow.
It's the Danny Bonaducci Show on 94 WISP, the rock you grew up with.